AccuWeather forecast for today. We're looking at clouds and sun. It's going to be humid. There's a chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. We will have a high of about 86. Around the area, temperature-wise, we look into the Kenosha area, where the temperature at this hour is 71 degrees, 68 in Burlington, Milwaukee 76, it's 72 at this hour in Racine. The death of a man in Kenosha whose decomposing body was found inside his home at 59th Place and 4th Avenue Tuesday, that is being treated right now as suspicious, at least for the time being. Construction crew members reporting there was a foul odor. They called 911. The smell was traced to a small one-story house on the corner. Susan Ronda was a neighbor who said that police told her the victim was in fact the homeowner, who was her landlord and had been shot multiple times.
He did his own business. I paid my rent on time. If something was not, you know, working right, he fixed it right away, you know. I just set up internet in the house. He got internet for all three houses, you know, so like we got a cheaper deal. And so I just did that like a couple, that was at the end of June.
But a little mysterious, huh?
Very mysterious. Very. Like I said, I have no idea what he did for a living. Because whenever I'd ask him, he wouldn't really answer. I just thought maybe he was independently wealthy.
Rondo had lots of good things to say about the man, whom she knew as Michael for the last year and a half. Police saying very little about the case, including the man's official identity or the cause of death. A Kenosha woman accused of running to a home and stabbing a 12-year-old girl in the back is found not competent to stand trial. 39-year-old Jennifer Hernandez charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide, armed burglary, and aggravated battery referenced the incident July 10th. It happened at a home on the 88th Avenue area. Police indicate Hernandez made some comments about people in that home raping a boy, then going inside to stab them. Judge Chad Kirkman finding Hernandez not competent, though based on a doctor's report, she might be at some point in the future. She was committed to a state mental institution with a hearing on her status scheduled for October. 18-year-old Racine man is charged with assaulting a police officer in Racine. This was referenced a shoplifting incident that occurred at the Shopko store earlier this week. 18-year-old Dominic Cooper accused of retail theft, battery, resisting a police officer. According to court documents, Shopko employees spotted a man and four women apparently concealing items in a stroller that also contained a small child. Officers stopped the man pushing the stroller. He got uncooperative, allegedly hit the officer in the head with his elbow. That officer held on to Cooper, who was then taken into custody, and several items found in the stroller. According to police reports, Cooper's going to be back in court for a preliminary hearing coming up next week. The officer will be back on duty in the near future. A faulty ceiling fan believed to have caused a fire that damaged the Franciscan Ministries in the village of Rochester yesterday morning, about $75,000 worth. Firefighters called there to the two-story wood frame residence at 940 Browns Lake Drive around daybreak. 8 to 10 residents got out safely before crews got there. Fire contained to the administrative offices of that complex. Yesterday afternoon in Kenosha County, mutual aid requested. Several fire departments brought in to deal with a barn fire. This was at 11004 336th Avenue, the call around 4 o'clock or so. It reportedly got started simply as a controlled burn at the farm site, but got away, flames then spreading to the barn. Well, Racine County recently received a nationwide award for the development of its new graphic information system, which is integrated into other parts of county government. Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson told the county board it's such a big deal, it even warranted her attending the week-long conference in San Diego, where the county's effort got national and international attention. She said it's special to be the only municipality in the state recognized by this group, but there's also more to come with GIS in Racine County.
It was a great learning experience. We came back with lots of ideas on ways to spend even more GIS money. There was a lot of networking that went on. In fact, a meeting today about some other things that we're going to be doing with some additional mapping in the future, pending some grants. We're very proud of this award, but more so proud of the staff input and the hard work that went into making this all happen.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave suggesting teamwork made it all happen. When asked if the system is secure, Register of Deeds Tyson Fettis noted, it's all public record material, but he said, quote, I feel comfortable our information is buttoned up. Well, after a social media firestorm, Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth and a member of the country music band Florida Georgia Line say it was really more of just a misunderstanding than anything else, a request by someone with the group and its entourage that armed deputies not be backstage during performances at Country Thunder, which wrapped up 4 days last Sunday. The band issued a statement in response to the social media explosion and all the negative comments they've received. It says the request was simply about the best use of resources since they have their own security. Sheriff Beth, who said the request was flat-out denied, indicated he and a band member did talk about it and that he was given assurances they respect law enforcement. That same sentiment is on their Facebook page. Deputies were stationed backstage during the performances as well as all over the grounds for Country Thunder. Well, based on the comments made at the Kenosha School Board meeting last night, relations could not be better between all seven of the board members and Superintendent Sue Savaglio-Jarvis. The board voting unanimously to extend her contract by another 2 years, adding a third as an option. Then each glowingly praised the superintendent's leadership abilities, her work ethic, relations with students, staff, and parents and board members. One of them was board president Tamara Coleman.
I have been on this board for 4.5 years. And I've sat under 3 superintendents while on this board. And I am honored to serve alongside Dr. Sue Savaglio-Jarvis. She is honest. She is fair. She communicates effectively with this board, and she works extremely hard.
Coleman jokingly added that the board had 2 additional directives for Savaglio-Jarvis: take vacation and stop sending emails in the middle of the night. Those comments drawing some laughter and from her administrative staff as well. The salary for the superintendent will be staying, though, at $195,000 a year. Money never an issue, though, according to Coleman in the closed discussions. Parkside is one of 3 University of Wisconsin campuses aggressively turning its attention to Illinois in an effort to try to bring in more students and tuition revenue from over the border. Working in their favor lately, the fact that tuition for Illinois students to attend a UW campus is pretty close to or even less than what they would pay at state schools there. And Illinois is still in the midst of a state budget crisis, lawmakers failing to approve an annual budget beyond just a stopgap measure that only partially funds higher education. City of Racine Public Works Committee supporting a proposed contract for $738,000 with Johnson Controls to upgrade city-owned lighting for the purpose of energy efficiency and projected savings of $1.1 million over the 20-year life of that deal. The company's Steve Schoenert, who, by the way, is the one-time Racine Raiders place kicker, said the lights are produced locally. They've got a 20-year lifespan and a 10-year warranty.
So you're not going to have guys up on a bucket truck in 5 years or, you know, replacing one-off type of thing. So that's not incorporated in here. In the performance contracting statute allows you to capture that for payback. If you were to capture that in the payback, you'd have a payback of under 10 years. So we didn't need it for this project. Strictly, there was enough energy savings to do that. The other thing I'd add is that the good part is the majority of these lights, probably 90%, are Cree.
Meanwhile, Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eek pointed out that quite a few older city-owned lights are currently out, and replacing them is more costly due to their age and the work that would have to go into it.
A lot of these started in 2008, even the parking ramps, 2008. We still haven't had any fail yet. You know, that's 8 years already of light, and then the ramps are on 24 hours a day.
The new city-owned lighting would be going into places like the zoo, community centers, tennis courts, parkways, and the Lake Michigan Pathway. 24% of the savings would benefit Public Works, the other 76%, the Parks Department. Common Council has the final say on that contract proposal. The Racine City Plan Commission is to meet at 4:30 this afternoon at City Hall. The only agenda item is from Bob's Discount Furniture, which is seeking minor facade changes and exceptions to the signage rules at Regency Mall for space that's been occupied the past few years by H.H. Gregg. Now, there's been nothing official from either the mall or H.H. Gregg about any change. H.H. Gregg went round and round with the Plan Commission about having its brand on the outside of the building for the signage, and there was also no entrance into the mall itself with this. Compromise was worked out regarding the signage and what was outside. Bob's Discount Furniture, they're reportedly proposing an entrance into the mall. The website says it sells furniture and home accents at everyday low prices. They've got stores mainly out east, but also in Illinois. And the Sturtevant Village Board last night, after a brief closed session with their Community Development Authority, decided to purchase 2 parcels in the Renaissance Business Park near the Amtrak train station. Both are undeveloped, the village wanting to be able to control any development there. That according to Racine County's Economic Development Corporation Director Jenny Trick. Board also has been talking about another possible land acquisition, but no details on that have been released at this point. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.